Welcome to Beekeeping Today Podcast, presented by Bee Culture. Beekeeping Today Podcast is your source for beekeeping news, information, and entertainment. I'm Jeff Ott.
And I'm Kim Flatham.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special Beekeeping Today Podcast episode. We thought this would be an exciting discovery to share with our listeners. In my full-time real job, the paying job, I work with people from all around the world, and they know that I host a podcast here with Kim, and they know that, you know, I've been a beekeeper for a while. So I often get news releases and stuff from my friends and coworkers. But I received, Kim, and I want to share this, and I want to get this out there before everybody else hits the main media, and even before the buzz on from Bee Culture goes out. So this was just received from the Australian entomologist. It was sent by a coworker. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is good.
Cool.
So this is really interesting. So you might have to help me with these names because I'm not real familiar with this South Pacific names. But Vanuatu, the smallest uninhabited speck of island in the Solomon Islands, is the home of one of the largest rats in the world. But it turns out it's also the home of one of the largest honeybee species in the world. When loggers fell a tree in Vanuatu last year, a large honeybee colony came down with it. A typical honeybee is the size of a paperclip, as we all know, but these honeybees are about the size of a tube of lipstick, or roughly three times the size of Apis mellifera.
What?
Yeah, I know. And tomorrow or later this week, we're going to have we have an interview with the Washington Department of Agriculture, Sven Erik Spiesiger, and he's going to talk about these giant Asian hornets. This must be a new discovery of the relative of giant insects.
Was that all? Is there more?
Well, yeah, it goes on here. The article goes on. It says this entomologist named Seeley Norquist. I immediately knew it was something special, says Seeley Norquist, an entomologist of the Museum of Queensland. We've suspected larger honeybees existed based on recent research related to the evolution of honeybees. After consulting with entomologists around the world, this new species has been named Apis Gigantica Nordquist. AGN.
What?
I know, this is unbelievable. Anyways, the story goes on. Look at that. You see the picture on the screen I'm showing? It looks like a regular. Well, listen to this. So listen to this. We've found partial specimens over the years, but never a live specimen, and certainly never a whole nest. The cavity they were in was the size of four deep supers in a typical honeybee colony. There was over 600 pounds of honey stored in the nest and 7 square feet of cap brood there, too. Oh, my gosh. It says,
600 pounds of honey.
I mean, there goes the whole honey market. I've never thought, though, that they would be so docile. They're just like pet birds, landing on your hands and washing their faces, licking their front feet just like pets. They look, and when we look for diseases and pests, none. Clean as a whistle and healthy as heck. A new, larger, more docile honeybee raises potential for beekeepers throughout the world for having pest-free, gentle bees in their boxes. Not to mention the possibilities for honey production. Ugh. So the the natural question is, what about the USDA? So the USDA is in on this. The USDA bee specialists have yet to work with this new species, but initially helped ID the specimen. With current travel cancellations, they haven't had a chance to travel to the island yet. But as soon as they can, importing them into the U.S. is a definite possibility if they are as free of pests as they appear to be. It would be a huge boon for U.S. beekeepers and for beekeepers around the world for both honey production and pollination. They open up a whole new world of insect research. That is just...
You're pulling my leg, right?
Well, no. I wonder what kind of flowers they land on.
A bee that hasn't been discovered until just now that's that big? I mean, it'd show up on radar.
It's in the South Pacific. Oh, can you imagine a swarm of them? I mean... it would be running... A swarm of them in an airplane would be like you're running into 50 caliber machine gun slugs
or
something.
And But 600 pounds of honey, four colonies out in the backyard, that's a ton of honey.
Well,
can you imagine four colonies and a ton of honey?
Well, you know, in this week's podcast with we do have a listener's question talking about bees in a neighbor's pool. Can you imagine bees in a neighbor's pool the size of a lipstick container?
Backstroking down the length of the pool there.
Oh, my gosh. But you wouldn't have to have bee suits? You could work them.
They're that gentle, yeah. If they are, okay. I mean, let's take a look at this. I wonder if they're good enough to eat. Do you suppose? I mean, just a big, crunchy, you know, sweet piece of candy.
Well, I guess that could be an option. Chocolate covered anything is probably pretty good. Well, I don't know.
And with 7 square feet of brood, can you imagine how much beeswax are going to produce?
Oh my gosh! You know, you got to go talk to your buddies there at Root Candle and maybe open up a new market for us.
Well, I think it's going to drop the price of honey and drop the price of beeswax. Let's hope. And the price of beekeeping, because of that, don't have any pests and diseases. Holy cow.
It's amazing. Well, folks, you heard it here first on Beekeeping Today podcast. This is straight out of the Solomon Islands, and we wanted to bring it to you first. Thanks a lot, Kim, for joining us on this and giving us your perspective.
I'm going to have to go have something calm me down here, Jeff. This is way too weird.
It is. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us on this special edition of Beekeeping Today podcast on the first day of April. And hope that you are doing well and your bees are, too. Check us out this Friday when the new release of the Beekeeping Today podcast in our regular series. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the heads up, Jeff.
You bet.